Metroid Dread comes out in 3 days. I cannot believe it. Tip, how long have you been waiting for a mainline Metroid game?
Oh, I don't know. What has it been, like 15 years, 16 years? It's been a hot minute.
Only 16 years?
Yeah, only.
Yeah, and this Dread in particular has been teased, or not teased, but rumored for a very long
I
time.
mean, that entire time, right after Fusion and then like Metroid Prime trilogy, Dread was leaked. I think it was leaked to the press. And people are like,
Really?
oh man, yeah. And they're like, oh man, Metroid Dread, that sounds really cool. It's supposed to go like with a darker theme, even though Metroid's always kind of like had like a darker atmosphere. And like, it sounds really cool. And then we never heard anything about it again. It was like, oh well, guess Dread was a lie, but it wasn't. Plot twist.
Or it was a lie until it wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like they tried to get it to work on like the DS, but they couldn't, and then they gave up on it.
Yeah.
Yes. So to celebrate, we're gonna have our own episode on Metroid Dread once we play it when it comes out. But until then,
Yes.
let's reminisce on Metroid games, Metroidvanias and the like, and just how much we love that style. Yeah.
Think Tip, you hate Metroidvanias, right? So like let's just tear into them right now.
Yeah, they're definitely my least favorite genre. When I
Yeah.
said when we had that episode on what game genre should we delete, I was wrong. Whatever answer I came up with is past Tyler's an idiot. My answer is Metroidvanias because there hasn't been a single good one in the history of gaming.
Yeah, you know what my experience really was is that I had decided to sit down and see what Metroid was all about. I sat down, I played the original one for the NES. It was hard as balls. I couldn't even get out of the first room. And I was like, you know what? All these games suck and I'm never going to touch them again.
A true gaming hero.
Wow. Anyway, sarcasm aside, let's start with Tip. What would you say is your favorite Metroidvania? Or let's just say your favorite Metroid game.
So I'm going to give two answers because they're just so wildly different. The first is for the 2D games, bit of an unpopular opinion, but Super Metroid is not my favorite. I know that's the classic where if you're like, hey, what's your
Oh.
favorite Metroid game? Everyone always says Super Metroid. The game is really good. I love that game a lot. My favorite is actually Zero Mission.
God dang, that was what I was gonna say.
Well, too bad I went first. Zero
Really?
Mission, yeah. So the first Metroid game is really good. It's kind of hard to play now because I mean, a lot of NES stuff just hasn't aged all that
Yeah.
gracefully. But Zero Mission takes everything that was good about the original Metroid, the original atmosphere, the original like storyline, like all this cool, just unknown stuff, and then updates it to like a much more modern palette. Well, modern as of like 14 years ago, but much more modern palette. And it just took Metroid Fusion's game engine and like all of its assets and reworked it to be the first Metroid. And it took everything that was good about the first Metroid, took everything that was good about Fusion, and just smashed those two things together. And to boot, added an extra epilogue that the original game didn't have, which like adds a little bit extra story, adds like another final boss fight, and it's just really cool. So Zero Mission is sweet, and it's definitely my favorite 2D. But my favorite Metroid game is probably Metroid Prime. It's so good.
The
I've played
first one?
Metroid Prime, yeah, the first one. It's so perfectly paced, the doling out of upgrades and just the different boss fights. The new first person perspective at the time is amazing. The soundtrack is phenomenal. I listen to that soundtrack all the time. So it's got to be Metroid Prime, which is why I was so excited before, until that like also died because they haven't talked about that in a while. I'll
Oh, well,
cry about
they
it
said
later.
they're still
It's
working
alive.
on it. They said they're still working on it.
Right. That's why they had to make a second Metroid game to
So they're
fill
gonna
in the
hold us
gaps.
over.
What they're probably doing is seeing how well Metroid Dread sells, which it's gonna sell well, I'm pretty sure. And then they're gonna determine whether or not Metroid Prime 4 is worth salvaging.
I feel like they've already put so much too much money into Metroid Prime 4 to turn around at this point.
They haven't started
Well, they
It
did
was all
start
a
it,
lie. It was
and
a
then they
joke.
canned it all.
And then they
I mean,
started
they
it again.
publicly announced that, which was surprising. And they're like never seen a game company do that, but they said that just all their ideas and like all the direction they had for four, they didn't really like. They're scrapping it and they're starting over from scratch. And that was the last we heard of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they said that they were still working on it, and then they were like, but we're not going to show you that. We're going to show you this, and then we got Dread.
Yeah. which
I'm fine with.
I was gonna say I'm perfectly fine with.
You think it's gonna come out on the Switch?
It's gonna be the last game to come out on Switch.
No, it's gonna come out on that that 4K Switch that everyone swears is real.
Yeah.
The Switch Pro. Yeah, totally.
But yeah, that's my answer. Zero Mission and then Prime.
Ryan, you've been playing a few Metroid games recently.
Yes, I played Zero Mission, and then I played Samus Returns, and then I played Super, and I played Fusion. So I'm all caught up on the 2D Metroid story. Well, I haven't played Prime yet. I'm waiting for that trilogy port to come out.
Yeah, okay.
And if it never does, I got a Wii U, so I can buy it off that.
Yeah, okay. Sure. You wanna dish out how much is it? Like $120 or something?
It's only $20 on the Wii U eShop.
Wait, on the eShop?
Yeah.
You better buy that before the eShop comes down. I have a Wii U as well. Shoot.
That's my plan. Whichever comes first. Do they announce it for Switch or they announce they're closing the Wii U eShop? I'll buy it.
Yeah, no, wait, I'm gonna just do that.
You could buy almost every Metroid game on Wii U for some reason. I don't know why, but it's all there.
I forgot the Wii U exists. How can you blame me?
All of them. Yeah. I think literally everything except for Samus Returns is on Wii U.
Awesome. That's great news.
Is it really?
I think that's the only missing piece. I think everything else is on there. They have Other M. They've got all the 2Ds. They've got Prime. They've got...
Wow.
They got it all.
It's the Metroid machine. I didn't know
that. We use
the
Metroid machine.
Yeah.
So which one was your favorite?
Yeah, Brian, which one was it?
I lied earlier. It's actually Samus Returns. I because those old games are dumb in pixel graphics and old and cringe. So I like new things like 3D. Samus Returns is obviously peak Metroid, and if you disagree, then you're wrong.
Are you only saying this because you're mad that I stole your pick?
No. I mean lying? Every word I say.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like Samus Returns, though. It's really fun.
That's the only one I haven't played. I can't believe I haven't played that, but I still need
someday,
to
someday I'll load it to you. You I mean, can play mine.
Yeah.
I'm a fake gamer. I've only played Super and Fusion, but I did like Super better than Fusion.
Yeah,
Fusion, that's all I really have to say about it.
Well, this is why. Well, see, Grep said this is the Metroidvania episode, not just the Metroid episode, because he has some really strong words on that second half of that word.
Oh yeah, I like Symphony of the Night. Do I need to say any more?
Oh, I just think, not.
Yeah, please keep. No, keep going.
Oh, okay. I guess we'll go into the Vania portion of this episode already. So I just think Symphony Night has a really cool setting. I mean, Dracula's Castle is huge. It has a lot of cool, distinct areas. The music's phenomenal. Alucard's sweet, and then the light RPG mechanics make finding equipment pretty interesting. Even if some of the equipment gets stale after a bit, there's still like. Finding something new is always kind of exciting. In a nutshell, of course.
In a nutshell.
You didn't Tyler, talk about the most important part.
What's the most important part?
That gorgeous soundtrack.
I said the music's great.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, see, you didn't gush over it, so I guess I just glossed over it because it's really good.
I mean, need I say more?
I haven't played that game, and even I was like, oh.
Oh, wait, you haven't played Symphony of the Night?
Have you played any Castlevanias?
I'm staying true to form.
You're not a true gamer like me. I've only played Symphony of the Night.
Oh man.
Wait, no, I played Lord of Shadows.
Great.
I'll play it someday.
You know, me. True Castlevania experiences.
The Metroidvania fanboy. Like if someone's like, oh, I play Metroidvania, it's like, oh sweet, what games do you like? And they answer Other M and Lord of Shadows, I would never speak to that person ever again. It'd be like really the
Lord of Shadows
games.
Is not even a Metroidvania game. It's a
it's a God of War clone. Game. Like just a freaking oh my god, I don't like that game, obviously.
No, it's not very good.
And then Konami killed Castlevania because of those games, so no one should like those games. Thanks, guys.
Good job.
But yeah, if you're going to play Castlevania, Ryan, since now you're a master at Metroids, you might as well get the Vanias too. that Castlevania Advance Collection just came out, and I'm currently playing through it, having a blast, as I always do with Metroidvanias, because I'm a shill.
How much is that?
I thought you said you were having like an okay time.
I was having an okay time in the second game until I realized that the second game is actually two games in one. And I was like, oh, wow, this is fun now.
Oh, that's right. That one was, what's the title of that one?
That is Harmony of Dissonance. So the Advanced Collection is $20 and you get four games, which is an absolute freaking steal. But yeah, I enjoyed the first one quite a bit. And then I'm playing through the second one now. And as Gary just said, I wasn't really enjoying it all that much because I thought the first one was more fun until the game literally is just like, oh, you thought that was the game? It's actually twice as big as you thought it was. I was like, oh, wow. Hey, the game has started now. And you started getting like a lot more equipment, a lot more spells and just interesting abilities. Because I'm not sure if you realize this, but the biggest difference between the Metroid games and then the Castlevania games is that Metroid is very like, you get the power up and you're kind of just done with it. Like you'll increase your health, you'll increase how many power bombs you get, you'll increase how many missiles you get, but there isn't really any kind of like different progression. It's just getting the power ups. And then Castlevania games are definitely RPGs. Like you have armor and items, you have like stats, you get experience points, you level up, you know, you get a lot of different equipment over the course of the game. And that kind of like differentiates the two games or the two series from each other. So if you like RPGs, which I'm pretty sure you like RPGs, I'm not entirely sure.
No, they suck.
But you might like the Castlevania games just a little bit more because they have those RPG systems.
That was something I actually did want to bring up about going back to Metroid now, having played four of them back to back to back, is that they all share very similar upgrades across the board, and I'm getting tired of them. So I really hope Dread shakes things up a little bit.
Did you watch the trailers or did you avoid them?
I watched a little bit at the beginning, and then at a point I was like, I should probably stop doing this.
Good. You should totally have stopped. They spoil a ton of stuff.
Yeah. So
I'm pretty sure they spoiled every upgrade you get.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. And I don't know a whole lot about the upgrades other than what they showed maybe in that first trailer, but that's like,
well, they look like sweet. And that's all I'm going to say. And I wish I didn't see them.
Oh, nice. I skipped every trailer except the first one when they first announced it because I didn't want to see anything else about these games.
Yeah, they didn't show anything in the first one.
What they did in the first trailer, when they first showed it off, they did a little bit of gameplay, but then they had the Treehouse Live after that for like 30-ish minutes. And I watched all of that. And I think the only upgrade they showed was like camouflage, like active camo.
Yeah, that's the one that I remember.
Yeah.
And everything else was kept secret. And I was fine with just saying
cool.
That.
Good. Yeah, don't watch anything.
Because
they spoil like bosses and stuff too.
I did have one of the bosses spoiled for me, unfortunately, but because everyone's talking about it. But yeah, that's my biggest, like, I mean, I've really enjoyed the Metroid games, and I mean, by themselves it's not an issue, but having played all of them, you know, there's a little variance here and there, especially with like Samus Returns, because that's the newest game. I think they figured out how to shake things up a little bit, and Samus gets a couple of extra abilities that she doesn't normally have.
Yeah, but they experimented a little bit.
The parry,
yeah,
is pretty cool.
Yeah, she's returning too.
The parry's returning.
The parry, and then she gets like, there's just a couple of other things that she has in that, like the spider ball and like the ability to slow down time and stuff. That's like really cool and used in fun ways. And I appreciated that playing that game because, you know, you play Zero Mission and you play Super, and they have almost the same upgrades. That's really what my hope is going into going forward with Dread and Metroid in general, is that we see a wide variety of upgrades and it's not just the same ones over and over again.
Yeah, definitely shake it up a bit.
Does that happen in Prime as well? Does Primes 1, 2, and 3 all have like pretty much the same upgrades, or did they change those up?
They have different systems. So what one does, you have like elemental beams, and those different elements can like function differently. Obviously, like fire melts ice, and like ice can, you know, do blah blah. So that's kind of like the main stuff in the first one. But then the second one has a split world where like half of it is light and half of it is dark. So you basically get a bunch of abilities that are tied to the light side, you get a bunch of abilities that are tied to the dark side, and like the interplay between those two is kind of similar to the element system from the first game, but different. And then the third game does away with all of that entirely, and goes with Phazon, which is like the main thing of the Metroid Prime games. In fact, I'd say Phazon is more important than the actual Metroids in Metroid Prime, but they do a bunch of stuff with that, and it's a little bit different. So their combat abilities at least feel different, but then the traversal stuff can still feel similar, where you get like the screw attack, you get grapple hooks, you get like a double jump, which, you know, you get like in every Metroid game.
Yeah, naturally. Cool. Yeah, I need to play those.
Get to them. They're really good.
Yeah, me too. Add them to the list. Well, with the Wii U tip that you gave us, I'm probably going to be picking those up after Dread, depending on how hype that game is. Probably very hype, but you know.
It looks pretty hype.
The art direction is great. I love the art direction in Dread.
Yeah, I really like
the white.
I feel like because we've always, I feel like for so long we've known Samus to have the orange power suit.
And like the blue infusion. But the blue infusion was cool. The fusion suit's
sweet. Blue and yellow. I like it.
Yeah, infusion, they did change it up. Although one of her upgrades, infusion, just changes her to look like the orange power suit.
Yeah.
Like her, she gets the Vara suit or whatever. Like,
oh, okay.
And it just looks like Samus. Like, yeah,
wait, can I go back?
Well, she ends it in a gravity suit, doesn't she?
She also gets a gravity
purple,
suit.
It's the purple, which I'm pretty sure you end with infusion.
It's kind of like you end like that in every Metroid game.
That's not true. You actually end. Okay, so you end with the gravity suit Metroid Prime 1, but in the other two you don't. You end with two really different suits, and I kind of wish that there was more art or like more like stuff for those suits, because man, they both look really cool.
Well, you're in first person, so you don't really get to see it too much.
Okay, yeah, it just crushed my dreams. It's cool, it's whatever. It's fine.
Yeah, so I'm excited to see what they do with the, you know, the new suit. Hopefully her second upgrade doesn't just turn her orange again. They're really like leaning into it though. Like all the promotional stuff, all the her amiibo that's coming out, it's all the white suit, which is,
and she has the blue shoulders.
Yeah, I mean, literally the only thing that's like from her original suit is her head and her torso. Like everything else is
I mean, if you're following the actual story, which Metroid has a very light story, but if you're following the story, the Varia suit's gone because of the events of fusion. Right. She can't use that suit anymore.
Yeah. She's fused.
Oh. Wow.
With a couple things.
Yeah, Samus is like barely human at this point, now I think about it.
Yeah, she's like pretty much an alien.
She's like part bird, part Metroid, part parasite, part human.
Part human.
All bounty hunter.
All bounty hunter. All badass.
Yeah.
I mean, true though. So.
Yeah. Well, so
I mean, so going into Dread, we don't want to get too Metroided out. What about the other Metroidvania styles? So there's a lot of, especially indie games, there's a lot of indie games that have come out that have taken a huge inspiration from the Metroidvania genre. What have been your guys' favorites? I mean, for me, you know, one that comes to mind, Hollow Knight. Hollow Knight has like practically perfected like atmosphere, combat, and exploration all in like one go. And I'm surprised that it did so well. Tip, I know you're a huge fan of Hollow Knight.
Yeah, because it's a phenomenal game. I mean, everything that you've ever heard about Hollow Knight is true. Just if you haven't played it, play it. It's really good.
Play it in the dark. It's like, I mean, the ambience that goes with like traversing through Deep Nest with the music, like doing that in a pitch black room at night, there's almost nothing like it. It's not like a scary thing either. It's just it feels great to play.
Yeah.
It does have a very distinctive atmosphere.
Yeah. I was thinking just the City of Tears, like that somber feeling with like the rain and everything, and just having that music track hit you, it just feels good.
Yeah, because I think the thing that is missing from a lot of Metroidvanias is kind of like engaging combat. And Hollow Knight with the nail and being able to bounce and like have all these dashes and things, it makes the combat a lot more engaging, to where things in Castlevania and Metroid, you're kind of just trying to outlive the other thing. It feels like in a lot of fights, unless you're trying to like really, really min-max that experience.
I could see that. Yeah, it's mostly a DPS race. Can you kill it before it kills you for most of both series?
That's how I felt. I mean, obviously you can learn patterns and stuff, but if you're not, at least for like the first time you're fighting something, if you're not trying to learn the pattern all too much, you might just spam missiles at the thing, and you're probably going to win if you've been exploring a bit.
I will say that Samus Returns is very much so, I feel, pattern-based in terms of the boss combat.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, I literally every boss I'd go into, I'd die the first couple times because I had to figure out how it worked and, like, what its pattern was. And then
that's good. I'd rather have that.
Yeah. Yeah, once you figure out how to do it, then you start, like, you know, it's almost not become, it doesn't become a cakewalk, but it's like you start getting into the rhythm of the fight, and it's not just a DPS, it's you figuring out how to dodge the attacks perfectly and not take damage and also continue to fire.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, hopefully that also carries into Dread. I'm sure it will, because it's made by...
It seems like it. For sure.
So that'll be an improvement as well for Metroid.
The Prime series is pretty good with that too. I mean, I know that's, you know, 3D, so it's like it adds an extra layer, but the bosses aren't really just shoot the boss until it's dead. There's usually mechanics, and like you have the side thrusters you can dodge and things like that. And it makes the combat just feel more visceral, just more active rather than just spamming at it.
It's reminding me when I played Zero Mission, I thought it was a joke or that it was a fake out or something. I walked into the fight with Ridley. He flew up in the air and I spammed missiles, and legitimately he died. He folded in like 10 seconds. Like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, that wasn't the actual fight, right? Like, I'm going to walk into the next room and like Super Ridley's going to show up or something. Like, there's no way that was the Ridley fight. But apparently I just accumulated so many missiles that I could just spam him with them, and he just died immediately. It was wild.
That's how I feel a lot of the bosses are.
Yeah. I mean, especially if you have the missiles or like the power missiles or anything that really just does a lot of damage.
The ice missiles in Fusion.
Missiles are like busted.
They spin and take up like the entire screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those are pretty great.
I think that's kind of the issue with Hollow Knight, is that it kind of makes other Metroidvanias feel lacking by comparison, just with their combat and their RPG systems. Because, I mean, Hollow Knight also has the charms where you can mix and match those in so many different ways and create different melee builds, create different like magic builds, just exploration builds. And, you know, any new Metroid game or any new Castlevania game has to compete with that, because they feel, I don't want to say boring, but they feel just less inspired by comparison.
Right. They kind of lean into the exploration side of things instead of engaging with the combat. Because, I mean, half the time you're exploring, half the time you're doing combat. And the combat side is kind of, you know, lackluster in a lot of the Metroid and Castlevania games. Where in Hollow Knight, it really is a lot of fun. And like you said, the charms all have, like, a huge trade-off. Because you can only equip, like, a few charms at a time, depending on the cost.
Yeah.
And, like, do you want to go for a more melee build? You might want to lean into that more. Or do you want to hone in on the magic? But then if you run out of magic, you won't be able to hit things with the nail. There's a lot more strategy that goes into like the moment-to-moment combat and exploration.
Yeah, I quite enjoy the badges as well, being able to just, especially going into a boss fight and I get my like my ass handed to me, and be like, okay, I need to like, maybe if I do this badge set, I'll have a better time. And then, like, I can, like, experimenting with those, like, kind of, like, different badge sets and being, like, I think this would work better with in this case. And then just trying different things. Yeah. It all is very dynamic. And
also exploring, having badges as a reward for exploring is a great thing to have. Because the thing I have a problem with in Metroid is when, especially in, like, Fusion, when you explore, what do you get? Okay, I got more missiles, or I got more health. Yeah, it's one
more
of those.
More health is exciting, but it's great, more missiles is always just like,
oh. Yeah. But like finding a new badge in Hollow Knight, that might change up your entire build, which is really cool. And it's not like 100% necessary for you to find either. I mean, you can go the entire game without finding a ton of badges. Sure.
Yeah, some of them are pretty well hidden.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, some of the stuff's well hidden in Metroid as well, but I mean, at the end of the day, it's just going to be either more missiles or more health. And once you have like 80 missiles or so, you're probably not going to need much more.
Yeah.
Unless you're really just going to town.
You just spam missiles as you're running around.
And hey, some people do that, you know?
Yeah.
Not me. That'd be cringe. But like other people do.
I'm just trying to think of some other Metroidvania games that kind of like picked up the slack, because I mean, obviously for a while Nintendo was like, Metroid, never heard of it. And then Konami just died as a game company, so they weren't making Castlevanias.
Well, I have a little Metroidvania to talk about that Tyler's gonna, his eyes are gonna roll into the back of his head when I mention it.
I already know it too.
Ori and the Blind Forest, baby.
That I still need to play. I still think Ori and the Blind Forest looks a lot of fun. I think Tip
quite like Ori and the Blind Forest. I think it's a lot of fun.
I'll have to play it and give my opinion on it too.
It's a really pretty game.
It's a very, very pretty game, and it's got a very pretty soundtrack and also pretty atmospheric, much like Hollow Knight, just in a very kind of in a different way.
Yeah.
I will say, doesn't have a badge system, which is I know one of Tyler's gripes with it. You feel like it doesn't have, like, the exploration isn't rewarding for you at least.
Yeah, I felt like a lot of it's kind of just base Metroidvania exploration just to have exploration. Like it was okay.
Yeah,
I know people adore this game, but
because Ori has like its system is based around a skill tree, and you kind of, so what you're running around finding in this game is skill points to then invest into a skill tree.
Yeah,
so it's not like you're finding a badge that then gives you a specific ability. You're getting a point that can then be used to give yourself a new ability, and there's like three branching paths, so you can kind of choose which. You only have three choices at any given time, but like, which ability do I want to have or get? And also you can see what your progress is down the skill tree. So if there's an ability that you're like, I really want that, then I'm going to work on this skill tree in particular until I get to that ability. And I'm going to work on this skill tree to get to this skill.
That was mainly my issue with it though, was because I didn't like a lot of the abilities you could unlock in the skill tree. So like me getting skill points was just, it was neat, but like, I didn't want any of the skills, so it didn't really give me anything.
Yeah, the skills were a little less inspired in Ori for sure, because it was mostly like you do more damage, or you get a third hop, or you get a second hop, or you get like just like very basic additions to your moveset, or maybe like you can just, your dash goes farther, something like that. You can attack more enemies at once. So like it definitely makes you stronger as the game goes on, but it's not quite like Hollow Knight levels of like, you get a badge that like makes you like combat work differently. It's going to be the same throughout the entire thing. the one thing that I really liked about Ori in particular was, of course, its whole central mechanic, which is I don't remember what they called it, but like an enemy projectile. Like if it comes close to you, you can like target it, and then like you can do like this weird counter thing where you like send the target flying back, but you can also use it to hurl yourself. Yeah, slingshot. You can use it to slingshot yourself into a direction. I thought,
oh, Tip hates this.
Yeah. Well, to be fair, he didn't realize how it worked until the very end of the game.
Yeah, I didn't realize the way the game explained it and the way that I thought the game was explaining it were entirely different. I thought the slingshot mechanic was a counter. So I thought you always had to basically let the thing hit you before the slingshot would proc. And that's not at all how it works. No. You just hold down slingshot and it slingshots you automatically.
Yeah. I'm curious to know if you would like the game more if you played through it. I mean, obviously that wouldn't fix your exploration problem, but navigation would then become more enjoyable and interesting, because using the slingshot to me was a lot of fun. Like when I was first playing the game, I was like, this is atmospheric and fun and I'm enjoying this, but like, I'm not really getting where this game is going yet. And then once I got slingshot, I'm like, oh, this is where the game is coming in hot.
Oh yeah. That's their claim to fame. That's what they try to differentiate with.
Yeah. And I think it works really well. I really liked it. So.
Yeah. You'll have to be the deciding factor, Grip.
Yeah. One day.
At some point.
Lots of things to play. I have to play Prime. And then I have to play Ori now. Goodness.
Yeah. And then also there's two whole games.
I'm playing other things. I'm playing like Monkey Ball now.
This is, there's also a second Ori game, which I haven't played yet, but I hear that one's either. Apparently the second Ori game's even better than the first one. So I'm actually pretty excited to play that.
Yeah. I hear that it really just improved everything that the first game had, which I might actually enjoy that one more. Maybe they kind of like change the way exploration works where it feels a bit more rewarding, or maybe the skill trees have things that I think are worth getting.
Yeah.
Which would be really awesome, because I wanted to like that game so much, and I could not get into it.
There's a lot to love about that game, I think. And I'll agree that like finding badges in Hollow Knight is way more interesting than finding skill points to upgrade your tree in Ori. But I think, you know, I still think Ori has a lot going for it that's really great.
So besides, you know, the big ones, we've got Hollow Knight, Ori, and Metroidvania. Have you guys played any of the other titles in a Metroidvania game or the Metroidvania type games?
No, we're fake gamers.
You
I'm
too?
Not the only one this time.
it's usually Ryan. I'm also a fake gamer, though. I don't think I've really delved into other Metroidvanias, because for me, I peaked at Symphony of the Night. I'm like, man, I don't need to play anything else in this genre.
You peaked in 2000? When did that come out?
Well, I peaked when I played it on the Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, all right. You are a fake gamer.
I know.
Hang on. Wait, no. Since you love Symphony of the Night so much, how about I tell you that there's this game that is basically Symphony of the Night 2, and it's called Bloodstained Ritual of the Night, made by the original creator of Castlevania. How does that sound?
That sounds pretty darn good.
It was pretty darn good. If you like the Castlevania games, or if you like Symphony of the Night, then just play it, because it's effectively the same game.
Bloodstained was the GoFundMe, right?
Kickstarter, but yeah.
Or Kickstarter.
Same thing.
I'm all mixed up. Yeah.
Are they
pretty much
the same company?
No, but they're pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, that's Igarashi, I believe. God, I'm gonna sound like an idiot if that's actually not it. But the creator of the Castlevania series decided to kickstart that, and it's still getting updates. Like, it still gets random DLC things. Yeah, they're usually not too substantial.
Like, is it worth going back to if you beat it already?
Yeah, it'll add like New Game Plus type stuff, or they're like, oh, they added a randomizer, which is pretty sweet. So if like you've played the game so many times, you can just randomize it.
Wow, that's really cool.
Yeah, and they'll add playable characters every once in a while, which are okay. It's kind of just like the game's already beaten, but you just have different ability sets. But if you like Symphony of the Night, then you should probably play it. It's on sale on Steam constantly. The atmosphere is really similar. The move sets are similar. It's pretty good. Then there's Dead Cells, which again, you would probably enjoy because you like roguelikes, not roguelikes, but
I hate roguelites. I love roguelikes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm like, they're so similar, but Binding of Isaac, roguelike. Yeah. So Dead Cells is, you know what? I guess Dead Cells is actually more roguelite because you do get upgrades as time goes on.
Hold on. We don't want to go into this argument. There's a very dedicated community to roguelikes who are like, if it's not actually like rogue, it's not a roguelike. So we don't want to get into that. So let's just call everything a roguelike and
excellent
and carry on.
Perfect. I like that. So it has stuff where you'll do a run through this Metroidvania type world, and then you'll inevitably die because stuff in Dead Cells is really hard. You'll get your ass kicked, and then come back. You'll get like new weapons, new abilities that can like start spawning in the world. You'll slowly increase like what passives and like health and things like that you can have. And it's a lot of fun. Out of the Metroidvanias, it's probably one of the hardest. So if you are a fake gamer, you might want to...
I'm not a fake gamer.
You might want to take heed, because that game's difficult.
I'm really good at bashing my head against the wall for a long time until I succeed. So,
well, that's perfect.
I can do that.
Because you'll have to do a lot of runs to figure out where you're going and perfect. How to beat some of the stuff.
Yeah, that sounds fun. I'll definitely take a look at it.
And then if we're talking about indies, I have to talk about Cave Story, which is like the original indie game, plus it's a Metroidvania. But
it's the original indie game, isn't it?
It kind of is, yeah. I mean, there were probably other games before it, but it's the one that really popularized all of it. But yeah. If you, I'm pretty sure you could still play the original Cave Story because it's like freeware. I think you can still just download that from the developer's website or just really literally anywhere on the internet because there's, it's everyone has it. But they have Cave Story Plus, which I think is sold on
Steam
and Switch. I can't recall if it's on any Sony consoles or Xbox, but it just like updates the graphics, updates the sounds. I can't recall if it really added anything new, but Cave Story is really good, and it's more akin to Hollow Knight in that a lot of Metroidvanias don't really have a story. There's just like an excuse to go do a thing and explore. But Hollow Knight, or not, sorry, not Hollow Knight. Cave Story has a really interesting story that kind of like doesn't exposit at you. You kind of just like uncover it from lore and like from talking to random NPCs and like piecing together the world, which sounds really similar to Hollow Knight because it is. And it's really good. If you like Hollow Knight, please play Cave Story or Cave Story Plus. It's a lot of fun. I think that's what a lot of people cut their teeth on besides, you know, something like Symphony of the Night or any of the Metroid games is Cave Story.
Huh.
I'll add that one to the list.
Yeah, I've actually never considered playing it, so.
I remember you also get to see the for the longest time.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been like Cave Story Plus because as far as I'm aware, the original release didn't really have any advertisement. It kind of just released on like a Japanese forum and then just like word of mouth, it just spread and it became just this freeware game that people started playing. And they're like, hey, this guy made his own game. Like, what if we did that too? And then the indie scene was born.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool to just to see another Metroidvania, but also see how people realize that indie games were good or like worth just as much as AAA titles.
If not more sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Like I take Hollow Knight over like a new Call of Duty any day, honestly.
Wow. You are a fake gamer.
Yeah. Okay.
First person shooters are the best genre, obviously.
I like first person shooters.
Metroid Prime.
Wait, hang on.
Wait a minute.
Oh no, am I the fake gamer? But yeah, there's a lot of stuff. I mean, you can put Metroidvania as a tag in the Steam and then watch as approximately 3 billion results pop up because it's very popular. It's usually pretty good.
It seems like a very fun
formula,
like, genre to make. I remember in Mario Maker, my like dream was to make a Metroidvania game.
Really?
Yeah, I actually did. I did in Mario Maker too. You just make a maze and you gotta block them off and you need certain power ups and then you know can only get through this if you have a fire flower. You can only use this if you.
It's pretty creative.
A super mushroom, you know. It worked. I got people to try it and they played it and they liked it. So it was pretty cool.
I remember being the tester for your levels in Mario Maker 1 where you're like, hey, beat this. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I always wanted to show you the Metroidvania games that I made in 2, but that was literally the only stage I ever made in 2. I didn't get very far in that, but yeah.
So I bet you could do that in Little Big Planet because you have the paint gun and then you have like the jetpack and stuff. So you could do stuff around that.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I mean, people made all kinds of stuff in Little Big Planet. I mean,
Little Big Planet was an amazing.
I guess that's why they made Dreams, isn't it? So you could just make literally anything you want.
Yeah, Dreams is a whole nother beast. Like, I don't even want to go into that.
Someday.
Yeah, the Metroidvanias. Entire like franchise and then all the games are inspired by all those games are just so much fun and I play them constantly, although I have a habit of playing the like the Japanese inspired or like the Japanese origin Metroidvanias where their English translations, if they even have one, is okay. And I supplement it with my very broken at best Japanese.
Yeah,
it'll make do.
But it makes it kind of fun to just try to play through them. A lot of those people were inspired by Cave Story, so they take a lot of beats from that,
mm-hmm.
which is just neat. And then seeing if, you know, the big companies, Nintendo or Konami, will take any inspiration from the indie scene that's been going for 10 years, 15 years now that they haven't decided to make a game. It'd just be cool to see if Dread takes any inspiration for those games, or if Konami decides to make, you know, any game again
instead of a slot machine. Yeah,
I'm about to change the topic entirely.
Never mind. So I was going to say that with Konami releasing the Advance Collection, I hope that sells well enough to make them do the DS Collection, because the DS Castlevanias were better than the Game Boy Advance ones. Yeah, you heard it here first. Even though they're both pretty good. I hope they do a collection like that, and then Konami finally realizes people do like our IPs. People like Castlevania, and they'll make a new one. That's my hope. That'll be my wish.
They're never going to make a new Castlevania, but I'm sure they're more than happy to just keep selling things that already exist.
I'll buy
them
over
and over.
I'm an idiot.
I mean, yeah.
They just keep releasing them. They just keep playing.
So what was your topic change?
Yeah, my topic change was going still kind of in the vein of the big AAA companies making big AAA Metroidvania games. If Metroid someday falls through because people don't buy it for some reason.
Okay.
And Nintendo's still looking to make themselves a Metroidvania game, I will never stop petitioning to take Kirby as a franchise and make it into a Metroidvania game.
It makes a lot of sense.
I feel just like he would be perfect abilities. For one.
Yeah.
Yeah, his abilities that he would find would be copy abilities.
Or you just fight a little boss or something, or fight mini bosses, give them copy abilities.
Yeah, I think that would be... I mean, we kind of... Great Cave Offensive isn't really quite a Metroidvania, but it's like in that vein of like you're exploring a labyrinth, finding treasure, and you kind of have to like get certain copy abilities to go into certain places.
Yeah, or we could have Kirby Air Ride too.
Or...
Sorry. That was an instinctive reflex right there.
Rep hears the word Kirby, and it just spits out of his mouth.
I don't care about Kirby. I care about Kirby Air Ride.
I have to say Air Ride or City Trial when I hear Kirby. It's Twitch.
He's contractually obligated.
I can't help it.
You heard the second I pay you off, is that why I always talk about Air Ride? Is that it?
I wish. I'd be rich.
If I had a dollar for every time Gary talks about Air Ride, I would definitely be a millionaire.
Check out my Kirby Air Ride article on the blog. Shameless plug.
I should write an article about why Kirby would work as a Metroidvania.
That'd be pretty rad.
Do you think the new 3D one they announced will be anything like that? Or do you think it's more going to be like Mario, where you kind of just like explore and platform?
I don't expect that to be Metroidvania-y. It'd be super cool if it would be. Was like 3D Metroidvania with copy abilities, but I think it'll be more Mario.
I think it's going to be oriented. I think it's going to be like collectathon, but like loosely linear. Like it'll be like, hey, go to this thing, fight this boss, like that big monkey.
I feel like the thing with Kirby is that Nintendo thinks that it's just a dumb little baby game for babies, and I think it's like a confusing. Gary, come back after you've played any boss rush mode in Kirby and tell me.
Oh my god, this is terrifying.
But I think like that, like doing a big confusing like Metroidvania maze might be like they might think that that's a little out of depth for Kirby, but I think it'd be super cool and fun. So,
yeah, it's funny. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
No.
Oh my god. So it's funny that you're talking about like having a series that feels like it would naturally progress into being a Metroidvania, because that's what the Mega Man X series did, where they're like, hey, we already have it to where you're a character who is known for getting abilities for beating bosses, and you use those abilities to beat other bosses. Why don't we just use those abilities to have you travel around the world to find those bosses to begin with, and it's one interconnected world? That seems like it makes sense. And then the series crashed after that, because apparently no one likes the Metroidvania version of Mega Man X.
You think that there was a point where like people just stopped liking Metroidvanias and it crashed and burned to the ground, and then like indies brought it back? Because I feel like a lot of like Metroidvania franchises went to die and they just disappeared for a while.
Actually, it was all around the same time. It'd be like the mid-ish 2000s, like 2004, 2005 or so.
I wonder if that has anything to do with like kind of us like the transition into 3D, and like Metroidvanias maybe didn't translate as well in 3D.
No, that's very possible. There were attempts to make Metroidvanias into 3D as well.
Yeah.
Can't think of them off the top of my head. I mean, it wasn't Other M. No, Other M was very linear.
The only thing I can think of is Metroid Prime for being a true 3D Metroidvania.
Yeah. Which was good, though. So, I mean...
Yeah, the others didn't really try. I mean, Lords of Shadow is 3D, but it isn't Metroidvania at all. It's just a God of War clone. So I can't really think of anything.
I guess it just doesn't work all too well.
Well, you know what? So people use this a lot. I don't agree with it, but a lot of people claim that Dark Souls is basically a Metroidvania. And it's that's in 3D.
Not. Though, I mean, how?
I think it's because like the interconnected world, you can like move through it and find shortcuts and like get all the way through
Metroidvania. That's just an interconnected world.
You don't really get abilities that change the way you interact with the world, though. I mean, you find a key that opens a door, but
I mean, you can have the key at the beginning of the game and just go straight to Blighttown in like two seconds. But I mean, it's not really Metroidvania. You're not gaining new abilities to let you explore better. You're just exploring.
Oh, you know what? Here's another hot take that I actually saw. I think it was yesterday, the day before, where I think it was, the claim was that Nintendo stopped doing Metroid because they felt that they already had a series that was a Metroidvania that was better than Metroid. What series do you think that was?
Legend of Zelda?
It was Legend of Zelda. Their claim was that for the reason that like Paper Mario died as a franchise was because they had two RPG games starring Mario, you know, the Mario Luigi series and then Paper Mario. So they decided to change one of them. The reason they decided to do not Metroid anymore was because they said that Legend of Zelda was a new Metroidvania that was better than Metroid.
Paper Mario didn't die. They killed it. Anyway, sorry. Go on.
Yeah. And I was just baffled by that. I'm like, I don't see how the Legend of Zelda is a Metroidvania at all.
I wouldn't agree. There is a lot of backtracking in Legend of Zelda, especially with things like Ocarina. I guess there's a lot of areas you can go back to with like the hookshot and stuff like that. But that's about, you're not really unlocking new paths by backtracking. It's still kind of like a linear thing. And then you can go back and find some like extra secrets and stuff if you so desire.
I guess like in some cases there are points where it's like you've hit a dead end and you can't go and do this dungeon because you need to have the grappling hook to be able to reach up there, or you need the water suit to be able to swim to this dungeon or whatever. I guess like in the purest sense, like maybe it is like that. But a lot of times too, like you're just blocked out of something because the story says you can't go there yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, so, I can see that argument. I don't think it's a good argument, but I can see it.
And it's like very most purest form, perhaps. But I mean,
it's a bit of a stretch.
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch.
I would not agree with that sentiment, Nintendo. In my sentiments, what's important?
Yeah, it was it was somewhere on Reddit where I read the post and was like, "What?" I actually think it was like r/Nintendo. I read it and I was like, "Wait, what?" And I had to read through the post to make sure they weren't shitposting. And I saw people agreeing with that take in the comments. And I'm like, am I in some weird alternate reality? I'm like, what? What Zelda games have you guys been playing?
Changing the name to Zeldavania, boys. Not Metroid anymore.
You heard it here first, folks.
Metroid Dread is going to be my new favorite Zeldavania.
Not even Metroid in the name of the genre.
What? No. Because people say that Dark Souls is a Metroidvania. So obviously it's a Legend of Souls.
Metroid Dread is literally the Dark Souls of Zeldavania.
Okay. Let's not get too off the rails here. But yeah, I mean, let's hope that Metroid Dread is very good. I mean, I'd love to see the series prosper. It's a great series.
Yeah.
So, well, we'll let you know, of course.
I only have two asks for Dread, because they've stated that Dread is the end of this like Metroid 2D storyline. That if they make more games after Dread, which please do, if they make more games after Dread, it will be an entirely new like story arc, which is weird because they've been doing the same story arc for what, 30 years now, 35 years. Yeah. But my biggest ask is that they just put Ridley in this for the 72nd time.
Do it again.
I know what you're thinking. But haven't you fought Ridley in every game? And you have. Ridley. You didn't fight him in Return of Samus, and you didn't fight him in Metroid Prime 2. So we have to have him in this one just to make it through. There's only two games where he hasn't been in it.
Yeah. I have some great news for you, Tyler.
Oh?
You'll have to find out someday.
Is it? Did they change that in Return or Samus Returns? Oh boy. Now they need to remake Metroid Prime 2. I don't know how Ridley gets to the planet Aether, but whatever.
They'll squeeze him in there somehow. I'm sure they'll find a way. They'll clone his Parasite X
too big.
Version and also make him a mech.
Yeah, he's too big, obviously. Well, no. He's already been a mech twice.
Well, he'll be even more mech than he was before. Double Mecha Ridley.
The only biological thing is they found like literally a single droplet of blood. They're like, yeah, this is still Ridley.
We can make a clone of this.
But that's my only ask. Is that
why do they keep Ridley's doing this? I need, yeah, I mean, any excuse to listen to his theme because it's pretty great.
Oh, wait, no, I said two things. Crap. First is Ridley. Yeah. Oh, no, that this actually does end the Metroid storyline. Like they definitively show that like there's a new story arc coming.
Yeah.
I think that'd be cool.
I based off of like how Metroid goes, it seems like they, particularly playing Metroid Samus Returns, it's not anything that we don't know already because this was only the second game of, you know, four at the time, but Samus Returns has like a bunch of things that imply like, oh, here's what's going to happen next, or like this is going to come up in the future. Like they foreshadow Fusion in Samus Returns. They add like stuff to that. So I wouldn't be surprised if Dread ends up having like a post-credit scene-esque kind of thing going on. That would kind of open up the story more.
That'd be cool.
I have a theory on where it would go, but I don't know if that's considered a spoiler for people that haven't like played the other games.
Spoilers for a 15-year-old game.
Yeah, obviously with like Dread coming out, people have been inspired to play it because, you know, after Dread was announced, like one of Google's top searches was, how do I play the Metroid series?
The answer is you buy a Wii U, apparently.
Apparently just buy a Wii U. But it doesn't really matter. So I'm just going to say it, but the Galactic Federation is evil. Like, it's the next story arc. Go for it.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it could absolutely. Be because they keep doing stupid things like Space Pirates. Metroids and blowing to Ridley.
Space Pirates, we don't need them anymore. It's the Galactic Federation.
It does seem based off of, well, that would be different spoilers for Dread. So it does seem like they're doing something that'll shake things up quite a bit. And I'm kind of curious to see, I'll bring it up again when we talk about Dread, if they go in the direction that I think that they're going, because it seems like they're going to be opening up a pretty fresh plot point.
I'll know soon. Because it comes out on a Friday and I'll have it beaten by like, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning that day.
It comes out if you haven't beaten in an hour.
Spoil it for us, okay? So we might take a couple of days to beat it.
Well, if I beat it, then I'll just buy Samus Returns and finally play through that.
Yes. Beat that in an hour as well.
Just because I
padding out that gameplay.
Yeah. It'll be 57 minutes, thank you. Sub 1 hour.
But yeah, so we're really excited for it.
I hope everyone else is too. Please keep buying these games.
I hope that it's dreadfully good. Got him.
This is like one of my favorite franchises. Please don't let it die.
It's really gonna be upsetting if the game is not good and every review on the planet says this game's pretty dreadful.
That would be terrible. That's they're really setting
themselves up for that, you know.
It'd be the monkey's paw for me. I wished for a new Metroid game and it came out and it sucked. Oh no.
I don't think it will. Well, based off of what everyone says, it looks great.
So I'm hoping it's got hope.
If it's anything like Samus Returns, it'll be great. Because Samus Returns is a lot of fun. It's a great game. And those guys know what they're doing, it seems like. And it seems like now they're going to be able to do everything that they were great at in Samus Returns, but now no hold bars. They're going to be able to just go wild and take it in a new direction. And it looks great.
Don't hype me up anymore, Ryan.
Tyler, this game is going to be an 11 out of 10. I promise.
Okay.
I will eat my hat if it's not.
Yeah. Are you guys excited for Metroid Dread? Let us know in the comments below. Don't forget, we only have a couple of days left. for the Metroid Dread giveaway on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter at Monday Munkin and sign up for that. It'll be great.
Heck yeah. Have a dreadful evening. Have a dreadful morning. Shit.
Have a dreadful Friday. Rest of the week.
Dreadfully good weekend playing Dread.
Have a dreadfully good Monday morning because that's when we're recording this.
Yeah. Bye.